I hope everyone is doing well this morning. In the book of James, chapter 2, it talks about, quote, the royal law found in Scripture. James makes the point throughout his letter that keeping the law, keeping the commandments of God, is a good thing. As an example, James mentions that loving your neighbor as yourself is part of the royal law, and it is the right thing to do. James further makes the point that showing favoritism is also a sin, and therefore is breaking the royal law. Brethren, I believe that Christians would typically agree that sin, i.e. breaking the law, breaking the principles, breaking the commandments of God, is wrong. But I want to ask you this question. Why do we obey the law? What is our motivation to follow the commandments of God? Do we try to keep the law of God simply because the Bible says so? Do we try to follow the principles of God because of compulsion? Is it the fear of consequence that compels us to try to keep the law? Are we humanly motivated to keep the law simply so that God will not become mad or angry at us? Is the desire to avoid punishment our primary motivation? Or is there a greater, more noble reason for following God's law? I submit to you this morning that striving to follow the law of God should be an organic growth of God's spirit of love working inside each one of us. The bottom line is this. Is our motivation fear or love? Fear or love? Jesus said in John 14, "If you love me, keep my commandments." So if we love God, we should obey him, right? I think we'd all agree with that. If we love God, we should obey him. But I think it goes much deeper than that. God gave us free choice to decide how to live our lives. The Christian should be governed and directed by the love of God which resides in his or her heart. The Christian should follow the pattern of loving God and loving man not because of some threat of frightening punishment of some sort. Rather, we should follow God's principles because the love of Christ is within our Christian heart which motivates us to do so. Brethren, we as Christians should not be governed, should not be motivated by fear. We should be motivated, we should be governed by spiritual love. Remember, God is love. Let us allow the Spirit to move us. Let us yield to the Spirit and truly become His children of love. Amen.